future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Sean Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Thursday, the 11th of January 2018. And I want to say a big thank you to everyone that came down to our event last night. We had 450 people in attendance. I would say it was the largest cryptocurrency event in London thus far. And we want to say a big thanks to everyone that came down and everyone that came out after. I know we were out to the early hours of this morning, so I feel a little bit hungover today. Woo! So a big thanks to everyone that came down, to all the speakers that were there. Everyone delivered. It was a great event, packed out. And if you weren't there, I'll let you know about the next one when it's coming. But with that in mind, let's get to the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $13,537, down 4% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin is at a low point, I would say, at the minute. We've seen the Bitcoin dominance drop down majorly. It was kind of 50 to 60% around a month ago. We're seeing at 34.3% today. It's an interesting buying opportunity at the minute. We've seen a lot of the money from Bitcoin move into the altcoin arena. A lot of people are getting to Ethereum because ICOs are done on Ethereum, and Ethereum is a long-term play for 2018, I think, personally. So we're seeing that kind of move around. We're seeing a lot of money into the altcoin markets. That's where a lot of these huge returns are coming from at present. The altcoin market is down today. We're seeing a lot of money coming out of the crypto space. In the last 24 hours, over 138 billion has come out of the market. And I think this is capital ready to deploy when the opportunity comes back, when the prices come a little bit high. You'll see that come back in tenfold. Ethereum's currently traded at $1,200, down 9% the last 24 hours. Ethereum's a really cool and long-term play. The technology and the team behind it are stellar. A lot of money. I really personally see Ethereum going to kind of the $3,000-$4,000 range. I think at some stage it's going to have a bigger market cap than Bitcoin, but obviously it's quite far off that. But you know, it's not far away. Ripple is currently trading at $1.71, down 13%. I'm not a big fan of Ripple. I think that if you're looking to make a quick buck, it could be an interesting play this year. I don't see a long-term potential in it myself. Dash is a really cool play. That's trading at $1,007, down 6%. It had highs of around $1,500 just before Christmas. That's down 6% today. It's got a really good name, and it's got great publicity. You have the likes of Max Kaiser, John McAfee speaking about it. It's all over the place, all on Twitter. They do great events. I think they had one in London back in November. They've got a really good team behind them. And they're one of the first coins to really kind of market themselves as a privacy coin. I think it's at a really good point, a buying opportunity at the minute. But listen, this is not financial advice. It's just my own view. The current market cap for the crypto space is $662 billion. With that in mind, let's get to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Ripple announces partnership with MoneyGram to speed fiat settlements. A bullish story here, so let's get into it. Blockchain-based payments gateway Ripple announced a new partnership with payment service MoneyGram today. In a blog post today, Ripple confirmed that MoneyGram would integrate Ripple's XRP altcoin into its payment system. The integration, according to Ripple, allows MoneyGram to solve the age-old liquidity issue most financial institutions face. Ripple CEO Brad Gallinghouse commented in the company's blog post announcing the partnership today. And here's what he said. The payments problem doesn't just affect banks. It also affects companies like MoneyGram, which help people get money to the ones they care about. By using a digital asset like XRP that settles in 3 seconds or less, our client can move money as quickly as information. Garlinghouse also increasingly championed XRP's perceived advantages as a currency over Bitcoin, as interest and trade increased. Given Ripple's market value in early January, the company's chairman, Chris Larson, was then reported to have accrued personal wealth rival to Warren Buffett and Bill Gates due to his 37% stake in Ripple. Ripple has unveiled several partnerships in the up-and-coming weeks And in the first week of 2018, the value of XRP skyrocketed to high barely imaginable in the few months just passed. While the rate of appreciation drew no shortage of warning criticism, the refusal of Coinbase to add the altcoin reportedly took XRP down almost 30% last week, something the latest news appears to be changing. XRP is up almost 8% in the last 24 hours of press time, according to data from CoinMarketCap, which since January 8th does not include some major South Korean markets, which has also been a huge story. With that in mind, let's get on to the next one. White paper published for blockchain privacy tech, ZK Starks. A highly anticipated white paper, and I'm glad it's been released, so let's jump into the story. The highly anticipated white paper for privacy technology ZK Starks has been released. Touted as a more secure version of ZK Snarks, the privacy technology used by Zcash, ZK Starks, removed the need for a trusted setup. The publication of ZK Starks' white paper will likely cause a stir in the development community. The paper is co-authorized by Eli Ben Sasson, a professor of the Technology Institute of Israel, who has been researching zero-knowledge ZK proofs for a better part of 15 years. ZK proofs will allow information to be verified without revealing anything about the information. ZK Starks offer an alternative to existing ZK cryptography that has been long criticized for its potential security weaknesses and its weight, which makes the system that used the tech slow and expensive. The white paper states, no ZK system realized thus far in code, including that used by cryptocurrencies like Zcash, has achieved both a transparency and exponential verification speed up, simultaneously for general computations. Also in the paper, a proof of concept is detailed in which police prove that the DNA of a presidential candidate is not contained within their offender database, without revealing any information about the database or the DNA. ZK Starks has been heralded and by a number of cryptocurrency development teams, including the privacy-orientated project Monero. Even Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin has been researching the tech himself. A great story. Now let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right, so the top Twitter tweet today goes to isotops_cc. And you can go follow him at that address on Twitter. And here's the tweet. The blockchain community in Tokyo will host Quantstamp, Omezgo, and Zekilla, set to deliver fireside chats with Japanese investors at the smart contract meetup in Tokyo building, 20th of January 2018, which is upcoming and pretty close by. So great tweet. We at SVK Crypto, we love Quantstamp. We're a believer in the cause. We've also had Richard Marr on the podcast, a great guy with a great insight into the community. The second tweet goes to Crypto Donkeys, and you can go follow them at crypto_donkeys. And here's the tweet. Gems is a solid 7 at Crypto Donkeys, 7 out of 8 for one of the best rankings we have ever given out for an up-and-coming ICO. And I think that's very good for the ICO. And it's great to hear Crypto Donkeys putting the good word out there about great ICOs like Gems. So check them out if you haven't had the chance already. I believe they're in one of our podcasts a few episodes back. So check them out. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
So the ICO we're going to be looking at today is Ink Protocol. The token symbol for this is XNK. The hard cap for the project is $50 million for 30% of the tokens. Conversion rate, 1 Ethereum equals 7,500 XNK tokens. Maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis is $50 million. Bonus structure, pre-sale tier 1. 1 Ethereum equals 9,375 INC, 20% discount. Pre-sale, you have a 15% discount. And also in the public crowd sale, if you get in early, there's a 10% discount for yourself. It's an ERC20 token, which means it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Countries excluded from the ICO are America, China, and Canada. So let's kind of break it down a little bit. So what is the Ink Protocol? Well, it's a web and mobile marketplace where users exchange goods, trading unwanted items for credits that can be used to purchase goods offered by any other user. These credits are currently called Listia credits, a centralized digital currency controlled by Listia Incorporated. So they're kind of now building the Ink Protocol based off that, and it will launch it on their marketplace with a corresponding token called XNK. Designed to take over a role of Listia credits by adopting a blockchain-based system, Listia will benefit from a decentralized as well as more security and transparency in their operations. For the smart contract, it will feature a decentralized feedback mechanism where buyers can leave feedback for the seller about each transaction. This feedback will consist of a rating and comment about the transaction stored as a public data on the Ethereum blockchain, which is pretty cool. So let's get into the details. So the team, the CEO is a gentleman by the name of Ji Huan Chuang. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, but forgive me if I'm not. And he has... basically, he's got a master's degree and a bachelor's degree in electrical computing engineering from Cornell University. Before co-founding Listia in 2009, he worked as a software engineer for ZYXEL Communications and founded GEE Technologies, a company that owns and operates several online shopping, e-commerce, and blog sites. One of the other co-founders by the name of James Fong, and he's got a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Cornell University and a master's in electrical engineering from San Jose State. He is a self-described entrepreneur who has worked as an engineer for Sun Microsystems and Micron Technology in the early 2000s before co-founding Listia in 2009. They're the kind of top guys of the team. Great backgrounds, they're very experienced dudes. So let's get on to the opportunity. So Listia is an established platform of 10 million registered users and is backed by reputable VCs. This shows the experience and capability of the team. The token model makes sense. We believe the switch from Listia credit to XNX token will be a smooth and not impact the user experience at all. Concerns? From the public information that we gather, app ranking history, website traffic, the co-founder admitting that Listia's growth is not as fast as everyone wanted. The last fundraising round began 4 years ago. We believe Listia is not a growing business since the switch to XNX token does not dramatically change the business model of Listia. We're not sure if the ICO will help Listia's growth. So conclusions for flipping, good, with a hard cap of $50 million, $3.5 million already sold. $3.5 million worth of tokens already sold. Let me just clarify. Solid team and high market awareness. We believe the project can be sold out with unmet demand. For long-term hold, we're quite neutral. We're not sure how successful or profitable Listia is. Given the various information we gathered, the utilization of the cryptocurrency does not dramatically change and improve the business model of Listia. So we're neutral about the benefits that the adoption of blockchain has on Listia itself. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great evening. I'll be back tomorrow with more good news. So keep listening, stay in tune. Remember to reach out to us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Reach out to myself via email, cstory, cstory at svkcrypto.com. With that in mind, I got to bounce. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.